July 22nd, Thursday. What are the blessings of Passover? Hymn 439, Jesus, keep me near the cross. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There, a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever. Till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Amen. The Day That Changed the World. Numbers 28, verses 24 through 25. But ships shall come from Kittim and shall afflict Ashur and Eber, and he too shall come to utter destruction. Then Balaam rose and went back to his place, and Balak also went his way. Even now, the triune God works accurately through salvation, the word, and power. This is the spiritual world that you will enjoy. Although this spiritual world is unseen, it's the only answer that can save people and the field. What must you do to change the spiritual world? Number one, the imprints of Passover. On the day when Christ becomes imprinted in you, both the spiritual world and your spiritual condition will change, and the Holy Spirit will begin to reside in you. On the day when the Israelites applied the blood of the Lamb, they were freed. Likewise, when you become imprinted with Christ, that is, from the moment when the covenant of blood becomes imprinted in you, your spiritual condition will absolutely change. Number two, a witness who experiences Passover. You must experience Passover to gain spiritual strength. In other words, you must completely focus on God's Word. Even if it's just on Sunday, you need to concentrate on God's voice and pray. In doing so, God will lead you to become the spiritual summit, who enjoys all the authority of heaven and earth. By first enjoying the spiritual world, you can save your physical aspects and change the world. God, who transcends time and space, will show you both true healing and the answer of the summit. Just sincerely believe that you are a witness who lives for the sake of the posterity and for what is eternal, and enjoy the blessing of the throne every day. Dear God, please help me to become a witness who is imprinted, experienced, and nurtured in Christ. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.